Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Wednesday, March 27th. We are coming off another muted but down session on Wall Street. During regular trading yesterday, the Dow dropped just 31 points or 0.08%. The S&P 500 lost just more than 0.25%, and the NASDAQ shed 0.42%. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. S&Ps are up 0.38%. Not a bad opening. It looks like we're going to have a stronger opening again this morning. Same thing happened yesterday. We had a nice little move opening, but it didn't close higher. But we are showing some nice positive activity this morning, which indicates a good opening. What's causing it? You know, there's some good earnings announcements. Corporate news flow is positive. There's takeover news that's boosting the sentiment this morning. On the downside, I did see that S&P did downgrade, you know, the outlook on five regional banks to negative. But, you know, looking at the bank stocks, the major banks, and they are trading higher this morning. That's, you know, something to, you know, keep an eye on. We're looking last night or this morning in Europe, seeing what's going on. We got the DAX in Germany up 92 points. That's 0.5%. We're showing the FTSE. That's down about 19 points, a little over 19 points. That's a negative 0.24%. And the CAC is trading higher by 24 points or 0.3%. The CAC, you know, they got some, you know, positive consumer sentiment data, which is good. The Spanish inflation showed that it rose last month, but that makes the higher for Europe, but Asia last night wasn't the same. I mean, the Nikkei did deliver a strong gain. It was up 364 points or 0.9%. You know, you got a weak yen, you know, a strong dollar. That's, you know, good for Japanese equities. But, you know, Hong Kong fell 225 points. That's 1.36%. And Shanghai fell 38 points, which is 1.26%. You know, the Chinese stocks are tumbling to a one-month low. I mean, it fell, beneath that 3,000 level. 3,000 is just a number. But, you know, it does signify, a positive versus a negative sentiment. And when it's below 3,000, that's a source of concern. And the reason why is, you know, foreign investors, they seem to be pulling their money out of China. So that's something to be concerned about. Let's keep a look on oil. Oil, you know, I looked up this morning, oil was down 1%. Oil was down 1%. And, you know, it's the stockpile data last night from the American Petroleum Institute indicated a build of inventories over 9 million barrels. Now we're looking at oil. Oil's come back a little bit. It's down about, 3 to 4 tenths of 1%. You got WTI at $81.34. You got Brent is at $85.87. This morning we get the official figures coming out, so that's going to be something that's going to be paid attention to and will be a catalyst for oil today. But that's what I have for you in terms of morning market update report, Emily.
You know, Bill, you know, as we get ready for, you know, the Easter holiday coming up, you know, Good Friday, the markets are closed here on Friday, Easter holiday, and many people are on spring break. You know, it seems that things can be slowing down, but not here at Newswire's Trade Talk, because we're still finding information that could move the markets on any given trading day, because we have our Newswire, and we're looking at things like earnings action, economic events and reports, and all sorts of other market moving headlines. And we're going to get through all of that right here on today's show, starting first with earnings action. Bill, what is going on there?
Starting off with Progressive Software, that's ticker PRGS, Paul, Richard, Gray, Sam. They delivered 11-cent beat. They did it on higher revenue. Look at the stock. It's actually down 1.71% on guidance concerns. I'm telling you, the data did not look good yesterday. You know, where the data did look good was Nceno, ticker NCNO, Nancy Charlie, Nancy Oscar. They beat by 9 cents, although it was on lower revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's up 14.15%. Concentrix, that ticker CNXC, Charlie Nancy, X-Ray Charlie. They missed by a penny. It was done on higher revenue, but you know, you look at that bid offer and it's a stock hasn't opened yet, but the bid offer is lower than yesterday's close. So yeah, it's going to be showing some weakness. In GameStop, ticker GME, Grace Michael Edward, they missed by 7 cents on lower revenue. GameStop is down 18.39% this morning. Those meme stocks, you've got to wonder if their day in the sun is now over. Upcoming this afternoon, we got Miller Knoll, the furniture maker, ticker MLKN, Michael Larry, Kilo Nancy. Their EPS is 44 cents. Expected move is 11.91%. Got HB Fuller, Fuller Brush, ticker FUL, Frank Uncle Larry. Their EPS is 64 cents. Expected move is 5.19%. Then got Braze, ticker BRZE. Boy, Richard Zebra, Edward, their EPS is a negative 5 cents. Expected move here is 14.87%. Then you got Jefferies also coming out this afternoon after the close, ticker JEF, John Edward Frank, their EPS is 76 cents. Expected move is 5.97% when they release this afternoon, Emily.
And Bill, now we're going to get to the day's economic events. Give us a rundown of what we should be watching there.
What do we have here? The big one that's coming out 10:30 a.m. 1 hour after the market opens is the EIA oil stockpiles report. That's going to cause some fluctuation in oil prices. That's one to be watching for. And then later this evening, we're going to be hearing from Fed Governor Christopher Waller. He's going to be speaking at 6 p.m. His speech is scheduled to cover the economic outlook in the U.S. and he's going to be doing it at the Economic Club in New York. So this could be an interesting one to listen to, create some, movement for the S&Ps overnight. And it's something to keep an eye on. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic activity going on this morning, Emily.
Bill, you're watching all of that. But as I mentioned, you're also keeping track of other market moving information, things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, other catalysts. You look at your stocks grouped together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. And this way you're able to gather a lot of data and information and see trends on any given trading day. So Bill, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
Yeah, I'm just doing a quick data check. I'm looking at my Dow stocks, all but one. All but two, or I should say all but three are higher. Two are unchanged. Okay. So, and one is lower. The one that's lower is Chevron, and that's because oil prices are ticking lower. But you look at Travelers Group, that it is unchanged, but it looks like it's going to open up higher. Goldman Sachs is the other one that's unchanged. And, that could be flat to higher this morning as well. You're looking at your FANG stocks. I'm showing gains across the board for the FANG stocks. Even Tesla's trading higher. So, that's interesting to me. Talking about some of the news behind the tape, and let's start off with Apple, ticker AAPL. June 10th is approaching. It's going to be here before you know it. And June 10th is Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, and there's expectations that they're going to be making an AI announcement that's going to be the feature of this conference. So keep an eye on that. Stock is on the low end. It could see some gains, but we do have an earnings report between now and then. Amazon, ticker AMZN, Audible and Amazon's MGM Studios unveil plan to co-develop and co-produce a slate of Audible originals in a series in development for podcasts. Netflix, ticker NFLX, it was removed from another broker's best idea list. That happened yesterday. I see it happened again today. Tesla must tell staffers that they, need to give any interested buyers a short test ride to demonstrate the full self-driving capabilities that they're offering. Calls that a mandate. We're talking Dow Jones 30 stocks, Merck, ticker MRK, Michael Richard Kilo, their hypertension drug, got FDA approval. You're looking at shares on Merck this morning, they're up 4.92%. That's a 52-week high for Merck. Visa, ticker V, Visa and MasterCard are lowering merchant swipe fees. They charge about 2% for every time a card is used. So that's kind of interesting. Talking merger news, let's talk Honeywell. That's also a Dow stock. HON, Henry Oscar Nancy, they're going to be acquiring Italian aerospace defense firm for around 200 million euros. International paper, that's ticker IP, India Paul, they confirmed a $7 billion bid to take over UK rival DS Smith. Let's talk guidance news. Progressive Software, we told you that, stock's trading a little lower this morning. But ticker PRGS, they see Q2 EPS coming in 93 cents to 97 cents. Street estimate was at $1.15. That's a big downtick. Concentrix, that's ticker CNXC, Charlie Nancy, X-Ray Charlie. They see Q2 EPS coming in $2.55 to $2.70. Street estimate was at $2.83. Again, that's a downtick. Encino, ticker NCNO, they see Q1 EPS 13 to 14 cents. Street estimate 12 cents. That's an uptick. Land's End, ticker LE, they see 2024 adjusted EPS coming in $10 to 38 cents. Street estimates for loss of 15 cents in 2023. So that's an uptick. It's a big uptick. And Kimberly Clark, ticker KMB, they back their 2024 adjusted EPS view up high single digits. That's positive for the stock. Stock shareholders meetings, McCormick, ticker MKC, they're having a shareholders meeting today at 10 a.m. In terms of catalyst calls, Marvel, ticker MRVL, Michael, Richard, Victor, Larry, Citibank opened up a 30-day positive catalyst watch on Marvel going into its AI era event that's going to be occurring on April 11th. So keep an eye on shares of MRVL for some positive move higher. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
Going with Braze, ticker BRZE, boy Richard Zebra Edward. Listen, earnings are after the close. Yeah, I don't like the fact that there's, you know, the EPS is the negative 5 cents. Expected move here is 14.87%. That's positive. You look at yesterday's call volumes, 1,243 calls versus 190 puts. Wow, that's a big divergence. Then you're looking at the open interest. You get 7,825 calls versus 3,588 puts. That's almost 2-1. You know, major brokers are positive. I'm seeing price targets, you know, across the board on the stock. That's good to see. And then I reread last quarter's earnings report, and the CEO said, we are confident. We are confidently on track to meet profitability targets for the fourth quarter of fiscal 2024 and for fiscal 2025. That's nice to see. In terms of an entry point, I want to get in $50 or under. I mean, right now, you look at the stock, it's bid $49.57, offers $50.18. So, you know, getting in under 50 really would be, you know, is a definite possibility. But I think you're going to be able to see some gains in the stock today. You know, if it grabs 1% today, I'm going to take it and walk away. But that's my pick of the day, ticker BRZE, boy Richard Zebra Edward, Emily.
Bill, another play heading into earnings after the bell. That was your strategy yesterday. I didn't point out, but we did mention that stock during the earnings rundown. And coming up, we'll give you a full recap on that to see how that went. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our hot off the press segment. Bill, take it away.
H&M jumps 13% after a strong Q1 operating profit beat. United Healthcare's Optum to buy Stewart's Physician Group. UNH is pretty cheap. Medtronic's MDT announces FDA approval, you know, for its Evol FX Plus T. Robinhood, ticker HOOD. You know, the stock's up this morning. It's trading higher because these guys are launching a new credit card for U.S. consumers. This is interesting. This can be a real positive development for them. Kimberly Clark announces new operating model, long-term growth targets. I don't like it when they talk about long-term. NIO ticker NIO cut Q1 delivery outlook amid lackluster demand. Shares are trading lower. Dr. Reddy, RDY, Richard David Yellow entered into a partnership with Sanofi to distribute vaccines in India. 3M, Minnesota Mining Manufacturing, they're going to be spinning out their healthcare business next month. That IPO is priced at $80. Walgreens WBA, they're releasing earnings tomorrow morning. Expected to move about $1.87. Fuller Brush, ticker FUL, they're also releasing, but they're releasing after the bell. They expect to move is $4.17. Moderna, mRNA, Michael Richard, Nancy Alpha, they demonstrated positive results of its mRNA pipeline at its vaccines day. Amazon was fined $7.8 million by Polish consumer watchdog. Citibank's laying off some of their equity researchers in their Asian Pacific division. CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart, the pharmacy operators on Tuesday urged Ohio's highest court to conclude that they cannot be held liable for fueling an opioid epidemic in two of the state's counties that won a jury settlement recently, a jury verdict against them, I should say. I see Viking Therapeutics got an upgrade. Remember, they got they had that top positive top line revenue from phase one trial of its weight loss pill recently. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading on this Wednesday, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day. We did hear during your earnings rundown, your pick of the day yesterday was nCino. They did release earnings yesterday after the bell, as you told us. They released a Q4 non-GAAP EPS of 21 cents that beat analyst estimates by 9 cents, as you told us. Wall Street had expected results anywhere from the range of 11 cents to 13 cents per share. Revenue rose 13.3% to $123.69 million from a year ago. That was just below the analyst estimates, somewhere around $124.6 million. You also gave us that note on their guidance during your newswire alerts. Bill, this one sort of stayed steady yesterday, and then we saw a pop after earnings. How did your call work out?
Yeah, and nCino worked out. I mean, the stock opened up at $30.40, and it did close at $30.18. It did fall. It did get weak. I mean, it traded under 29 for a bit there. But, after that earnings announcement, that stock hit a high of $35.05. That's like $5 higher. I mean, and currently the stock's up over, currently I'm looking at the stock. It's up 15.34% from yesterday. So nCino, ticker NCNO, Nancy Charlie Nancy Astor, was a big winner yesterday. It was a great pick.
I will take up 15% from yesterday. That is a big win there. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Braves pick of the day. Well, thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow at Newswire's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.